sharply lower now. The Dow is down 676 points. The NASDAQ off 135. This is SRN News.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith. A time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Once again, today, temperatures are going to be running way below normal. Lots of sunshine, though, with a high temperature only in the low 60s today. It'll be cold again tonight, but not quite as cold as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, a nice recovery. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature 73 on Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely again on Friday. A few stronger storms are possible. High in the low to mid-70s. Then another big temperature plunge over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
The Speaker of the Alabama House, Nathaniel Ledbetter, is supporting the expansion of economic incentive programs here in the state. Ledbetter addressed the topic while at a meeting with the Business Council of Alabama earlier this week. Ledbetter says that renewing economic incentives for certain businesses here in Alabama is one of the biggest issues for the legislative session. The comment from Ledbetter comes as Governor Ivey has also called for the renewing of the Alabama Jobs Act, which offers tax credits and abatements for certain businesses who are considering a move to or expansion here in the state. The director of the Johnson Center for Political Economy at Troy University, Dan Smith, tells 1819 News that he disagrees with promoting such a program. He says that businesses receiving these incentives have gone on to support left-wing causes and even employ underage illegal immigrant labor. Smith says that a better way is to decrease the tax burden for everyone here in Alabama. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A sheriff's deputy in Colbert County is now charged with assault. Eric Purrier was fired at the start of this year. He had two complaints filed against him in 2022. The Colbert County Sheriff looked into body camera footage following those complaints and then placed Purrier on administrative leave at the end of last year. Official charges came out for Purrier on March 9th. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEMI to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEMI for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEMI for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table.
I got words.
I got hairy legs.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours. I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views Afternoon. I am your host, Joey Clark. I'm starting to feel this new time slot. I think we're going to enjoy it very much. To kick off the show today, we have, well, the one, the only, Jeff Poor. Jeff, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Joey. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great to have you on the program. Folks, if you don't know, you should. But for those of you on Valium, Jeff Poor is the executive editor of 1819 News, as well as the host of the Jeff Poor Show, heard Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon on Mobile's FM Talk 106.5. And, well, I enjoyed being on your show this morning. I appreciated the invite.
Hey, it was good to get you on. There's apparently still a very loyal following to Ron Paul out there.
Yeah, there are a lot of the faithful out there. And, well, I think the guy's got a lot of great ideas for everybody, as we say. But let's focus on the state of Alabama. The big headline I saw at 1819 News this morning was they did, in fact, pass all this ARPA money without too much dissent, right?
Yeah, three votes, the usual suspects. You had Ben Harrison, a freshman lawmaker from Elkmont, Miss Limestone County. Ernie Yarbrough, guy you want to keep an eye on, he's going to be kind of the new Andrew Sorrell. He's also from North Alabama, Lawrence County. And Arnold Mooney, who's always in the discussion about being one of the so-called guys, but this is something you expect. If the House of Representatives of Alabama had a Freedom Caucus and they don't, you would expect them to be pushed back against it because it's so deferential to Governor Ivey. But just not a lot of opposition there. Democrats even went along with it, and you only got three no votes, so it heads to the Senate. But for everything I can tell, Joey, this ARPA is $1 billion. 8-page bill that they're going to use to spend $1 billion just seems insane to me, but it is what it is. And at least it'll get a little bit of pushback, I think, from the Alabama Senate.
Well, and I find it ironic that this is all COVID money. This is all essentially to prop up medical systems, but about $200 million of the split went to hospitals and nursing homes. I know here in Montgomery, for instance, I know this is a problem statewide. There's a big problem with people that can work, paramedics, that can work an ambulance. So there are huge ambulance shortages. I know the fire department around here has been having to pick up the slack, and it's not a good thing when you're waiting 30 minutes to an hour for an ambulance. And I think the capacity for Haines is only at like 60-something percent statewide. So I expect money to go there. But then it's 660, oh man, they got too close to 666, but $660 million going to water, sewer, and broadband spending. Do you know, like, what they mean by broadband spending?
Well, let me start out by asking you a question. Have you ever met anybody that's ever got internet from any of these broadband, rural broadband initiatives done by the state government?
Not in my humble little life. No, never.
I've never met anybody either, and I'm skeptical they exist. But boy, do we pump some money into some broadband internet around this state. All I want is somebody to show me some W's and show me where they're getting this, where this internet is going. That's all I ask. But though, it's just money being pumped into the utilities to get more and more into the broadband infrastructure. They've been harping on that for years. The thing about the water and sewer, and I don't know how you feel about this. There's a lot of counties. We'll stick to the Black Belt counties primarily, though. That they just never could. They weren't financially able to maintain their own water and sewer infrastructure, and because of that, it's just fallen by the wayside. You look at Lowndes County. You look at Haneyville, and you look at it, and then there's straight piping in a lot of places in Lowndes County. Well, they're going to spend this money and build these places, their own water and sewer infrastructure, and that's what this money is going to go to. We'll stop being the subject of 60 Minute specials about how we don't have indoor plumbing in Alabama or whatever, but that seems to be like kind of the idea there. Use that for that.
Well, and that makes sense. There's worse things the government could spend money on. And I've actually gotten to meet some folks, especially when they're running for office from that part of the state. And I didn't realize how bad it was, where you literally just have a pipe going out the back of your trailer and it's getting in everybody's yard. And yeah, we shouldn't be living like that. But you also have to wonder how many times were folks in that those areas taken for a ride by promises from the feds, from the state, from their own local representatives. I think there's been a lot of promises over the years without any delivery.
Yeah, and that's a fair enough criticism, but I mean, there's also places in the state that are able to do it. And like I said, there's a lot worse places that money could be spent. I agree. It just seems like the state's going to have to start playing like the duties or doing a lot of the duties that the typically a local government is responsible for.
Again, folks, we're talking to Jeff Poore, the executive editor of 1819 News, also host of the Jeff Poore Show down there in Mobile, 9 till noon, FM Talk 106.5. And now, so the special's over. Like, they're now about to move into the true regular session.
We'll see. Now, we'll see. The Senate's got to pass this ARPA bill tomorrow. And that's what I'm told. That's conventional wisdom. A state senator down here told me, don't, that's presumptuous. Don't think that's necessarily going to be the case, but it could go Friday, Saturday. I mean, it could go longer. But you're right for the most part. The regular session will resume on Tuesday.
Now, and one thing, it looks like there is an appetite. I noticed Senator Arthur Orr's bill on the grocery tax. Also, Daniel's proposal of suspending that grocery tax for a month to see how it affects revenues. I think this is a great time. Months ago, I wrote about let's just get rid of the grocery tax. As you're talking to your contacts that are on Goat Hill, what's the sense right now about getting rid of the grocery tax?
You gotta thank God for Anthony Daniels, guys. I mean, you've got a Democrat that is really picking up the slack where Republicans want to talk about more savings accounts and more hoarding of money in places where we're preparing for a bad economy. I'm not saying there's no virtue in that, but it's not exactly what you would expect from a Republican supermajority. So it's kind of fascinating how Daniels has been the one to move the ball in this discussion, because I think without him, maybe you don't have a lot of proposals being put forward. But he is a Democrat, but he sounds more like Art Laffer, the Reagan economist, supply-side economics. You know, the Laffer curve, trying to find that right place for taxation to be to maximize revenue and get people the most, allow them to keep more of their money in their pockets. But he sounds like that because I got to talk to him, Joey, after the State of the State address. And, like, I know he's reformed from a Democrat, where, like, he actually is enthusiastic about a tax cut. And it's not just like a tax cut giveaway, like a rebate. Because you would think Democrat politicians would be all about some tax rebate. But he talks about a tax cut like this. He's got two proposals, the grocery tax, he wants to try it out, he argues revenue will go up. It sounds very JFK, right?
Right.
And he thinks that revenues will go up because people will be prone to spend more money. And also, they're not taking, with their projections, he says, they're not taking into account inflation and just as sales tax in general and the grocery tax and sales tax is a percentage of what you're spending on, say, a steak or whatever meat or whatever poultry product. And you're going to collect more revenue because groceries are more expensive because of inflation. So, you know, maybe you don't get a fair comparison, but these prices are here to stay. So you're going to see revenue go up there. But the other idea he has is not taxing overtime. And we have a workforce participation rate in the state that's way too low. It's about 7 points lower than the national average. You see it when you see all the help wanted signs and whatever when you're around town and around this state. And we haven't been able to figure out what to do about it. So this won't solve it, but this will help with productivity. Let's just not tax overtime. And it will incentivize workers in Alabama to work overtime when possible. And then he says, they will go out and spend that overtime money, and it will boost coffers because it will collect more sales taxes. So, I mean, does it sound like a liberal Democrat to me? But he's very enthusiastic about it, and it's weird in a Republican supermajority, Republican-dominated state, that we're having to hear a Democrat be the one to sing the virtues of lower tax rates.
Well, and when I had this conversation with Senator Barfoot, Will Barfoot, here in this area, I think he, in principle, doesn't mind the idea of a tax cut. Like most Republicans, one thing he was concerned with is, do we add a provision to where all your local municipalities can't then all of a sudden add their own tax on top of groceries or anything else? This would have to be the state lowering its rates and putting in, you know, a ban or enjoining the localities not to add to that tax rate.
And I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I do think at some point you got to be like, if you're a local municipality or county that's going to take advantage of this and raise taxes, then maybe you need to elect somebody different than who you got in office.
Right. Right. And I do, I'm torn on this because I've been to a few town halls here in Montgomery, a few city council meetings. And there are oftentimes, whether it's elected officials or folks working for the city, they have to say with a straight face, hey, that's out of our purview. You got to talk to your people in the state. You got to talk to the feds. This court, this U.S. District Court says we can't deal with this. So I don't like it when you have local people trying to solve local problems, but, well, you got to go up the bureaucratic chain. So maybe the state needs to back off a little bit.
Well, it's a good check to make sure that you don't have these rogue local governments. I mean, I'm if you want to raise taxes, I'm okay with that extra layer of like a check for the legislature. What I don't like is what Danny Garrett is doing in City of Clay. It's a suburb of Birmingham, just to the northeast of Birmingham, like you head toward Dadston, and they have eliminated their grocery tax altogether. And the city, it doesn't have city schools. All their children go to Jefferson County schools. So they're just like, we could do without this tax revenue that is applied to what the SNAP definition of groceries are. Places, whoa, wait a minute. You got to get permission from us to do that. You can't just go around doing that. And get the attorney general's opinion and just pointed to it. So this is not how we're going to do it. And if you want to raise taxes, then you have to go just to ring of your local delegation. Fine, but I don't like it the other way around. But there is a check there to keep just runaway local governments from raising your taxes.
Well, and let's entertain. You mentioned in passing some of the other ideas Republicans put out there. What would a rebate entail? I know Governor Ivey put that out there. And then another savings account? What the heck is that?
Well, so the Alabama Trust Fund, all Britain wants to pay it back when the state got it sideways. They borrow from this trust fund. The state draws all revenue from off of interest payments. So they want to make that whole. But they want to. Some of them want to do. Gudger and some of these other guys want to create another savings account for another rainy day, which they say is on the horizon. They must have something I don't know, but they think it's going to get really, really bad and really, really bumpy, and we need to make sure that we can sustain state government through this rough patch. Problem with that is you don't really get an honest assessment of state government where they can make cuts. We used to have, you grew up in Alabama, right, Joey?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, in the public schools, I remember those days of proration and the cuts. But what it did, as bad as it was like an accountability mechanism. It made people say, well, we could cut here, we could cut there. And it just created a system where we saw what we could do without. Well, since Republicans have taken over, we haven't had proration, but government's just grown and grown and grown and grown. So you don't really have that check on it. So they in Montgomery say we need to have more savings accounts so we can sustain government without proration. But sometimes you need to do that, I think. So that's kind of where the savings account idea is. And they're trying to pass that off as conservatism. I don't know. I think they need to do a little more critical analysis of it. You've got to gauge where people are.
Well, and if this next topic, and we're about to run out of time here, but this will maybe come up later. I just don't know. Do you think we're going to see that evergreen issue of gambling come up again this legislative session?
No, I don't think the votes are there anymore. The House, it's hard to say because there's so many freshmen. But I can tell you the Senate, you lost three big members when it comes to gambling. Now, keep in mind, Joey, to get gambling in Alabama, you got to have a supermajority because it's a constitutional amendment. Mm-hmm. There's in the Constitution of 1901, games of chance are prohibited. So you got to get that out of there. So it has to be a constitutional amendment, which for a vote of the people, it has to be three-fifths of the legislature. You lost Del Marsh, you lost Jim McClendon, and you lost Tom Watley. It would be three yes votes. And they needed every vote they could get to get it through the Senate last time. I don't think the votes are there anymore. I think we maybe waited at least another 4 years until we could talk about gaming.
Well, that's a relief, actually. I love hearing you say that. Now, again, folks, we've been talking to Jeff Poor. Jeff, if folks want to find what you're talking about, what you're thinking about, social media or otherwise, how can they find you?
OneStopShop.com/Jeff_Poor. That's where you see the radio show, the 1819 work, Lanyap, and still got my foot in the door at Breitbart News.
Well, yeah, and they're doing great things there at Breitbart. I'm a big fan of Peter Schweizer and the work he's doing over there.
Yeah, formerly of Tallahassee, a fellow Tallahassean.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, I appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon. Always appreciate it.
Hey, Joey, always appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Again, folks, Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show and executive editor of 1819 News. For this break, this part of the program brought to you by Sweet Creek Farm Market. Folks, we're doing the $60 gift card drawing. That means with $60, you can go over there and buy whatever you like. You can buy all ribs. You can just go to lunch every day for a week or something like that. You could get one of their kick butt sandwiches, maybe a big old Boston butt to feed the family. They also sell local fresh produce. And as it heats up, we're going through a cold snap again, but they have this homemade ice cream. I think over the years I've tried Reed's peanut butter ice cream, the peach ice cream. It's just fantastic. And of course, all sorts of jams and jellies and preserves, not to mention some of the great steak beef products they have there in the freezer. It's worth every penny. And not only is Sweet Creek a great place to go grocery shopping or get a nice lunch or dinner, it's a great time for the family. Take the whole family, take the kids especially, out to Sweet Creek. That family atmosphere with the goats and chickens running around, it's like you're on the farm. It's true Southern hospitality. It's at 85 Merriweather Road in Pike Road, Alabama. It's like on 231 South. Like you're going towards Troy. When you pass Taylor Road on 231 South, it's going to be on your left. Big sign saying Sweet Creek upcoming. It's a big complex that you'll see. You can't miss it. They're on 231 South, just past Taylor Road. And, of course, you can always call Reed and Karen Ingram at 280-3276. That's 280-3276. But be sure to tell them it. You heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon with Joey and Eddie. And, by the way, I don't know where Eddie is. Where are he at? He said he'd be a little late, but I mean, we're almost half. Did he go fishing again? I got to make some calls off air.
Joey Clark.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I see that spring a-coming is a-rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, seem like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye, grocery store.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Folks, in a crazy twist, I didn't expect this on the timeline. Donald John Trump is number one on the iTunes charts. Moving up the charts. Yeah, just overtook Miley Cyrus's, and it's a catchy, good pop song, Flowers, for the number one spot on iTunes. It is the J6 Prison Choir with Donald Trump, a two-minute song called Justice for All. It was released on March the 3rd, surpassing Flowers by Miley Cyrus to reach number one on March the 11th. While the choir sings the Star Spangled Banner, Trump recites the Pledge of Allegiance. And the J6 Prison Choir consists of individuals who have been incarcerated as a result of their involvement in the January 6, 2021 protests for election integrity. After President Donald J. Trump stated, "I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard," reads the choir's website. The J6 Prison Choir continues to make their voices heard through the power of music and sings the Star Spangled Banner every evening before bed. You can even purchase this on vinyl, but again, this song right here, we'll go into a break with it, is number one on the charts. Didn't see that coming.
Justice for all.
Again, that's the January 6th Prison Choir with Donald Trump. Number one on the charts. Available on iTunes.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Actor portrayal.
Hi, I'm Diane, and my husband Jack has low testosterone.
I'm Jack. I knew something was wrong when I went from feeling energetic and youthful to tired all the time, not sleeping well. Putting on belly fat and my sex drive was really low, too.
The fun, active Heartland lifestyle we always enjoyed was disappearing. Then our sex life declined, and eventually we just stopped.
I had to do something. So Diane and I went to see the sexual health specialists at Montgomery Men's Health. We learned that nearly half of men over 50 suffer from ED and low testosterone.
It was refreshing to hear that one size doesn't fit all. They have a variety of therapies, depending on age, medical condition, and lifestyle. The treatments did wonders for Jack. He's back to the man I fell in love with.
Your first visit to Montgomery Men's Health is only $99. They have multiple treatment options for low T and ED. Book your appointment today. Call 334-440-3663 or book online at montgomerymenshealth.com.
Folks, in just a moment, we'll be talking to Justin Bogey of 1819 News. Oh, no, the allergies still have a little bit of a hold on me. But first, this part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And over there at XI Repair, Jonathan Strange and his team, well, they can help you with that cracked smartphone, or maybe you dropped it in the toilet or the pool or the lake or something. It could be a battery not holding a charge, or just something funky going on with your phone. And you really don't want it to be that way. I bet you. In fact, I know XI Repair can fix it, and they can fix it quick, usually in under 30 minutes. They can also do work on computers, desktop computers, laptops, sell you brand new or refurbished smartphones at great prices. Really fantastic deals they have on those. Data recovery services, they can even do work on that gaming console of yours. They're like the only place for hundreds of miles that has the skills to work on those PS5s or latest Xbox system. So check out XI Repair today. You can always go to xirepair.com or give them a call. It's 777-1234. That's 777-1234. And be sure to tell the fine folks there at XI Repair you heard about them here on News and Views. Weather, and then Justin Bogey of 1819 News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Once again, today, temperatures are going to be running way below normal. Lots of sunshine, though, with a high temperature only in the low 60s today. It'll be cold again tonight, but not quite as cold as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, a nice recovery. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature 73 on Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely again on Friday. A few stronger storms are possible. High in the low to mid-70s. Then another big temperature plunge over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. And as promised, we have on the line Justin Bogey of 1819 News. He's a budget and fiscal reporter there for 1819 News. Justin, how are you this morning?
Hey, Joey, doing pretty well. Got a little bit of that allergy bug like you, but otherwise doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, when it first hit, man, I made the mistake of thinking, I don't need any stinking Allegra. And, dude, you know, they keep it behind the pharmacist counter now. Like,
I know, it's kind of ridiculous. It's just hard to get normal stuff anymore, but, yeah, that's the way of the world, I guess.
Well, and I really love the security system they have there, where you have to sign a form saying, I will not make meth with this. And it's like, the honor system, I guess. My goodness. But we'll both power through this segment then with the allergies always lurking behind us. Your op-ed out today, or it came out, I think, yesterday afternoon, about these teacher pay raises. I know Governor Ivey proposed that in her State of the State. But you bring up the point, will this actually work? Will it make education better here in the state? Let's lay that out for the folks.
Yeah, and I'll just say I'm not really fighting for or against teacher pay raises. So before anybody gets on to me about that's really not the point. But it does bring up an interesting question, because this could potentially have a big impact on state budgets. And are you really getting anything for that money in terms of student improvement and their their progress? And just from the last few years, that the indication would be no. Teachers have gotten four pay raises in the last 5 years. We're talking about another 2% raise this year, and really test scores haven't improved. We haven't improved in close to 25 years in terms of test scores. So there doesn't seem to be a correlation there. Of course, this is part of a bigger push across the country. Arkansas is kind of the hot example right now. Sarah Huckabee Sanders came into office as governor and said she was going to raise teacher salaries, starting salaries, to $50,000. Two or three weeks later, she has done that. Basically, it was signed into law last week. And so just kind of, where does Alabama compare now? What would it mean if we actually pursued, as Governor Ivey said, being the
highest paid starting salaries in the Southeast.
Well, and we're 24th nationwide, but we're doing pretty well in the Southeast, as you lay out in your op-ed. But you bring up another fantastic point. Maybe the governor and the legislature says, you know what, our starting salary for somebody who maybe just has a bachelor's degree, maybe we could up that to be more competitive to get folks to go into the field. But you bring up, it's like you can't raise just one slice of teachers' salary. It's like you always have to raise them all.
Right, yeah. If we were just talking about, you know, first or second year teachers, you're really trying to attract new teachers into education, then it's not a huge budget impact as far as I can tell. You're probably talking somewhere around, you know, $30 million a year roughly. But here's the issue. If you have a bachelor's degree, you come in making $43,000 plus with no experience. If you have a master's degree, you're already almost at $50,000. So if you're kind of shooting for that Arkansas goal of at least $50,000 starting salary, you know, is somebody with a master's degree really going to be willing to take, you know, a $400 raise when somebody with a bachelor's degree is getting a $6,500 raise plus? And, you know, my guess is no. So you really can't just talk about it in terms of what is it going to cost to get those kind of people who are early in their career with just a bachelor's degree up to a $50,000 level. It's really what's it going to mean for the whole system. And, you know, the way I figured it to get somebody who's making the minimum salary right now at the $50,000, you're talking about a 14.5% raise. Mm-hmm. So last year's 4% raise for everyone was almost $180 million. So, you know, obviously multiply that by almost four, and you're getting into some serious money there. So, you know, I just don't know if that's feasible or how they would work that out if they did pursue the increase for starting salaries.
And I just had this conversation with Jeff Poore a few minutes ago about how there is actually appetite to cut the grocery tax, but if you're going to add on new cost, that is a lot of money there. And across the board sort of raises, I don't think that's in the cards. It's almost like we need like merit-based pay in the education system.
Yeah, and you know, we really did do a revamp of the teacher pay scale last year based on experience. The longer you stay in the system and the more years of service you have, you know, some of those people potentially got a 20% raise last year. So we are doing some things to try to keep teachers working and to give them an incentive to, you know, not retire and go to the private sector or go to a different state's public school system. But also, and something I've been looking at kind of separate from the column is you also have to think about benefits. And I was looking at today in terms of healthcare costs and that kind of thing. Alabama ranks pretty well in the Southeast. Our average monthly healthcare premium for teachers for a family is very competitive. We're doing better than a lot of states. And also, you know, they once they vest and they get their 10 years of service in, they're guaranteed a pension, which is, you know, pretty lucrative, especially if you go on to take on a second job or something like that, you know, after you've retired. So when you look at the whole thing, we're really pretty competitive.
Now, when you look at, I'm sure you've been following all this stuff going on nationally, right, with the bank failures?
Yeah, a little bit.
If you don't mind me asking, kind of, what's your sense of that? Because I know you focus on sort of the financial side of the state, but I'd imagine there are a lot of bean counters. I don't mean that as an insult, but bean counters that are probably looking at this financial news affecting the globe. And, I mean, what's your reaction?
Yeah, and you know, I'm by no means a monetary policy expert or anything like that, but you know, it's certainly alarming. But if kind of recent comments from the president and you know the past examples of these sort of situations happening, you know, my gut tells me that the federal government's just going to step in and make sure that those banks survive and that they're made whole. Which you know, there's certainly positives and negatives to that, but we seem to be in this mentality now. We saw it all through COVID. If a problem comes along, you just print more money and the problem, you know, at least goes away. We kick it down the road for a few more years. So I can't imagine that there are, you know, obviously there's going to be short-term kind of reactionary problems that are caused by that, but I can't really see anything long-term.
Yeah, I think you're right on that, but we're running out of road to kick the can down, in my humble opinion.
I know, they'll kick it until they hit the roadblock, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that phrase, in the long run, we'll all be dead. Well, some of y'all will be dead. There are these, you know, children and other generations coming up behind y'all. Let's think this through a little bit. And so when I look at the state of Alabama flush with cash, you get the House that passed this ARPA split. I mean, I don't think there are too many surprises there, but do you think they're spending the money wisely?
You know, I think that's debatable. There's certainly worse things that they could spend the money on than what they're doing. Broadband, you know, I think most people would agree that expanding broadband capabilities across the state are important. Unfortunately, it's just such an expensive undertaking. You're talking $4 to $6 billion total to really bring Alabama up to 100% capable. A few hundred million dollars isn't really going to move the needle too much on that. But you know, the fact they're putting it more into one-time kind of projects, you know, I certainly think that's better. We would have loved to have seen tax reform come out of that, but that didn't happen. But you know, we still have a $3 billion revenue surplus sitting there that they're going to decide what to do with later on once the regular session gets back underway. So I certainly hope there's some movement there, and there seems to have been a little bit of movement on tax reform. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we're not completely out of opportunities yet.
Yeah, and I believe, am I right that Senator Arthur Orr just introduced a cut of the grocery tax, right?
If he's done it in the last day or two, I may have missed that. But he has several good bills that he's introduced, you know. Not really comprehensive tax reform, but kind of moving around the edges. He's got a bill to get rid of the state's lowest 2% tax rate, which applies to about the first $500 you make. He's got a bill to lower the top rate by about 0.05%. So again, you know, not a huge change, but those are movements in the right direction, I think, and certainly not going as far as some of our neighboring states, but at least kind of initiating the process. So I hope. My hope out of those bills that he's introduced is that'll be a good way to kind of start a conversation, and maybe we can find ways to go and make some bolder reforms out of this discussion.
Yeah, he is definitely an important person to watch there in the Senate. But as we talked about last week, just the state of the state and what Governor Ivey was signaling to the public just did not inspire me. And it does make me worry when you're looking at this extra several billion that they, you know, have to decide what to do with besides the ARPA money. It doesn't give me hope if Governor Ivey's the one, or maybe I should be saying Bill Poole, running the show here.
Yeah, you know, as we talked about last week, we didn't see anything bold. We're probably talking about $1 billion in tax rebates or somewhere around that number. You know, my guess is a lot of this will go back into education. We'll probably see a whole lot more capital projects and that kind of stuff. But, you know, we're not really seeing any indication that there's going to be really fundamental change that shakes up the state or shakes up education in Alabama. So wouldn't really expect that based on what we're hearing. And then, of course, we're still kind of waiting on her budgets to see exactly what's in. I suspect we'll get those in the next week or so. But she decided to hold those until after the special session. So that'll I guess let us know one way or the other what we can expect. But I'm like you. I don't expect anything really earth-shattering.
All right, let them spend $1 billion, then I'll show you my cards.
Yeah.
Well, I always appreciate your time, Justin. If folks want to follow you, how can they do so?
Sure, they can go to 1819news.com, and I'll be posting several, budget, economy, those kind of types of articles every week. And, of course, we have a great team covering pretty much any kind of news story in the state.
Well, always appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
And that's Justin Bogie of 1819 News, their fiscal and budget reporter over there. And I am not someone who sits and breaks down budgets in detail, but Justin is quite skilled at it. And I would like to see more reforms towards, you know, a sort of visionary plan when it comes to education and our tax structures. And I would like to give relief, especially to everyday Alabamians, when it comes to the grocery tax. Will the legislature actually get there? Well, we'll see. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views Afternoon brought to you by, well, Montgomery Men's Health. So men, you better listen up, especially if you've been feeling the symptoms of being tired early in the day. Or maybe you're just never in the mood, ever. Like low libido. It could be you're just haunted by past memories of yourself. How you used to be able to go all day, all night without petering out. Well, Montgomery Men's Health can help you figure out what the problem is and how you can fix it. Now, very well, all the symptoms could be low testosterone, low T, and it's a problem with a lot of men of all ages right now in this country. So don't be scared to go over there and see if that, in fact, is your problem. For only $99, in about an hour, you can know your testosterone numbers. And if you do have low T, they have treatments there that can truly change your life. And even if you're cooking, you got high T, you're doing all right, maybe it's something with your metabolism. They have solutions for that as well. And most men, after being treated there at Montgomery Men's Health, experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, and you might even notice an increased sex drive. There ain't nothing wrong with that. So call up Montgomery Men's Health today. That's 440-3663, 440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views, I believe. A little hit here with Amy Beth Shaver coming up after the break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Happening now for 1 week only. It's time to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Gray's Tire and Auto.
Tires at cost and add an alignment for just $25.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them this week and Gray's will hold them until you do. All tires at cost, 1 week only.
And $25 alignment. Plus, spend a dollar at Gray's and get free roadside assistance for a whole year. Come celebrate March 11th through the 18th at all locations.
Visit Gray's Tire Center.
Hi, I'm Dawn Sexton with Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville. I've been advertising now with Blue Water Broadcasting for a while, and it has greatly increased our referrals. We're glad we can help people get increased mobility to love their life again. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. Thanks.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The News and Views. Afternoon. 272-9228. Now, I'm hoping, I don't know for a fact, because we're doing it on the fly, but I believe this is one of two people, but I'm hoping it's Amy Beth Shaver of 1890 News. Amy Beth?
Hello, Joey Clark. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. You're sounding great in the morning alongside Scott Beeson on Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Thank you very much. We have big shoes to fill, you know. I mean, there's you, and then there's us, but we're trying hard.
Yeah, we just power through. It's a everyday thing, and you get better with time. I've learned that the hard way. And just watch out. There will also be days where it turns into work. There are days where I can't believe I get paid to do this. And then there are days where I'm like, well, I'm glad I'm getting paid to do this. But your op-ed this weekend was just fantastic. Live Not By Lies. You actually give a little bit of church history here in that op-ed, right?
I do. You know, my husband actually is the one who introduced me to Athanasius. And it's a great book that he was reading, but he said, you need to check this guy out because he really epitomizes what we're trying to do, not just in Alabama politics, but what we hope for, you know, from our leaders in general. And so when I checked into his life, I thought, this guy was a stud. And that was really kind of the genesis of the article.
When he was known as Athanasius against the world, was because, I mean, he was going up against Julian the Apostate. And for folks who don't know, I think he was the emperor after Constantine that wanted to bring back the cult of Augustus. And real character. It didn't work out too well for him.
It didn't. And, you know, and he went up against Constantine. I mean, can you imagine where we've got leaders now that would wilt if somebody looked at him wrong. And this guy stood against heresy in the church for 40 years. He was exiled at least five times over 17 years. Can you even imagine?
No.
Five times. Does he give in once? Absolutely not. And he stood strong. And at the end of it all, the church fathers came down on his side of what he believed the Bible to say. And so he was proven correct. But I can't even imagine. And I thought that our amazing readers at 1819news.com would take courage, as Chris and I did, when we found out about this amazing Egyptian from church history.
Well, and we have so many models, whether early church fathers or the apostles, Jesus himself, or I have on my wall a canvas of a painting called The Death of Socrates, where he's standing there with friends around holding the cup of hemlock. So many examples of the person that really stood up for what they believed in and for the community at the same time. And paid even the ultimate price for it. And if I don't think we're facing the same thing that a lot of those folks are facing, but it does require courage when they want us not to believe our own eyes. Like, don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain or pay no attention to the videos Tucker Carlson is showing. This is absurd.
It is absurd, Joey. I mean, at some point you have to go, y'all. Come on. But when you see the videos and then you see that on the other side of it, leaders who know better, but they expect us to go, oh, yeah, that's not, you know what, that's not real. Everyone, look away. You know, those January 6th videos, that's not the whole story. Really? Because what y'all told us wasn't the whole story, and now we can see and you've been exposed for who you are, which are, you know, I had to borrow a line from Elf. I realized we went from a church father in Athanasius to Elf. Lying liars do lie. And who sit on the throne of life. So
you smell, you know, like you beef and cheese. Santa doesn't smell that way.
I mean, right? And so I just couldn't help but draw the comparison because I thought, oh, how far we have fallen.
Well, and I think courage is one of the most important virtues because it helps all others move forward and you know, mm-hmm. helps you move forward to embody them. And I would just really encourage folks to check out this op-ed, Live Not By Lies, because it's one of those op-eds that's almost like a hyperlink library where you can, oh, where did that George Orwell quote come from? Who is this Egyptian in the early Christian fathers? You know, what are these examples we could live by? And I love writing like that. Though, before I let you go, I just saw a Gallup report that Americans on average only read about 12 books a year.
Oh, my word.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
Joey, that hurts my feelings so bad. I need to send a picture of all the books we have. That, I mean, I know you read. How many books would you say you read a year?
I don't even know, because I do multiples at once. I would guess it's not crazy. I would guess 20, 25.
Yeah. I would say I took a picture of my books from last year, and I just piled them up, and I think I'll do the same thing again. And I don't know about you, but that hurts my feelings desperately that we only read 12 books a year, because I've got one in my bag, I've got one in my car, I've got about seven beside on my bedside table, and I'm not allowed to buy any more until I finish the stacks that I'm on. Are you the same way?
Oh, absolutely. Though, like I said, I'll do multiple irons in the fire, because sometimes it's a book of history, like this Napoleon book I